What is going on, beautiful people? Welcome to another episode of The Narcissist Code. I'm your favorite self-aware narcissist, Mr. Lee Hammack, better known as Mental Illness across all social media platforms. This is your first time seeing my face or hearing my voice. I'm a diagnosed narcissist, and I use my platform on social media to raise awareness for NPD, get more people into therapy, and also validate the victims and survivors of said disorder. Today's episode is going to be about how narcissistic people like things a certain way. And if you disrupt their harmony, if you disrupt their routine, they will, yeah. It is, so this is coming from personal experience and, you know, actually happened this morning. So, and this is going to kind of show you the work I've been putting in on myself. Because I wanted to do some yoga this morning, right? Got to get my yoga mat out, turn on my P90X, Tony Horton is getting, you know, getting ready to get me hype. I'm like, ooh, I'm looking for my yoga block. I was like, where is my yoga block? I normally leave it right here beside my mat. Where is it? Now, the room is clean. So I was like, wait, the room is clean. So my wife must have moved it. So I ask her where it's at. Now she doesn't know where it's at. So the block is gone. So now I can't do my yoga. So you guess what? Can I still do my yoga, y'all? Yes, I can still do my yoga. Let me take that back. I was going to just, again, catch myself. See how my mind works to immediately try to defend itself? That's how my mind works right there, y'all. And you see how my new mind works, too, to catch it, to catch it quickly. You know, that's what I mean by when I say slow myself down is like, you know, when I talk fast, I think fast, I act fast. So I have to slow myself down a little bit. But yeah, the block went missing and whatnot. And I'm pretty sure she moved it. She did. Because there's no reason. She's like, maybe it's in your car. Like, why would I take my yoga block on the road? Like, you know, I do it right here at the house. I don't do yoga at the gym, you know. But so the block is gone. Couldn't do my yoga. You know, I could still, again, there it goes again, y'all. I could still do my yoga, but I just chose not to because it feels weird and uncomfortable. Like my routine with the yoga is thrown off. And now I was getting into a mood. I could feel myself, my mind and my anger bubbling. I was like, I'm about to get mad because my whole routine has been thrown off. Like, leave stuff alone. I like stuff a certain way. And that just reminded me because I'm reading Dr. Ramani's book. Is it Ramani or Ramani? I'm reading her book right now, Should You Stay or Should You Go? And I literally just crossed that chapter. That's a good book so far. It's a good book so far, y'all. So if y'all haven't read it, go get it. I was actually just reading it yesterday, and she said it in her book. She was like, narcissistic people, they either like things to be completely tidy, or they like things the way that they like things the way they like them. And I like things the way I like them. They can be tidy, but I also like things the way that leave it alone. Just leave. Don't touch my block. It's not where you wanted it to be at. I know it might be an eyesore, but leave the block alone. Now it's gone. So I had to look. But anyways, I slowed myself down. I literally got on Amazon. I ordered another block. I would do a different workout tomorrow, you know. But back in the day, I understand how that would have ruined the day. That whole yoga block situation would have ruined the entire day because my wife would have felt uncomfortable about the block missing because she started trying to help me find it. She didn't find it. So back in the day, she would have tried to help me find it. It would have been lost, and I would have been mad. I'm like, y'all just leave stuff alone. I would have been, you know, super passive aggressive, yelling, screaming downstairs, you know, blasting music, humming. I might have disassociated and started doing some wildness. I guess that's who I was. It's still in there. You hear me earlier. Those same feelings are still there. I keep telling you, I'm still a narcissist. The feelings are there. I wanted to do it. I wanted the things to go back the way they used to be when I was just like, just stop touching stuff. Maybe I could put the fear in you to leave my stuff alone. Y'all won't touch it again. You just move it to the side. Don't clean it up and try to tidy it up and put it somewhere else. Will the block turn up? Yeah, it'll probably turn up the second my new blocks get here. But I bought two, you know. I bought two. I'm gonna give her. Look, I bought two, so I did apologize, y'all. But I have to joke with her. We joke, you know. I bought two, so I'm gonna give her one block. Like, if you need to hide my block, hide this one. You know, just go and hide it right now.
This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
From me. I have two now. I bought a two pack. You know, I love my wife, y'all. I do love her, and I appreciate her so much. I really do. People keep asking me that question, like, do you love your wife? Yes, I do. Do you love your kids? Yes, I do. Can I answer that question for your narcissistic partner? No, I cannot. You know, how are they treating you? You know, I've treated my wife bad in some certain circumstances that people would question whether or not I love her, and she probably would question it as well. How is Lee treating you? He's not treating me like he loves me. So she probably felt like I didn't love her, you know? And I probably was emotionally disconnected from her. So in that moment in time, the love might have dissipated. Who knows? It's years, you know? But I had to give y'all that real life example of something that just happened today. I was just in the moment. I wasn't going to do this video because she's about to start going back live. She's about to start doing her Sunday night lives again here coming up this Sunday, y'all. We're going to work the time out of it. I know people are going to comment and like, he just missed you in his video and now he's wanting to do yoga block, you know? But I was going to do that. But like I said, it would be disingenuous of me to keep the realness from y'all. Like the stuff that happens in real life still today. I can't be disingenuous on my channel, on my profile, on my platform, because that would be, I want to help people that might be going through similar circumstances, you know, in similar circumstances, like in real life, if you're dealing with an unaware narcissist or like me a few years ago, you might get yelled and screamed at. You might get chastised and belittled. It might turn into something where it might, that situation, something simple missing. It doesn't have to be a yoga block. It could be a phone charger. It could be their keys. It could be their phone, their wallet, you know, their makeup, their paint, their stencil kit, whatever it is, whatever's missing, they're going to blame it on you. And sometimes they actually misplaced it, you know? That's why, like, I went to my car. I'm like, I'm going to go check my car just in case. You know, if I found a block in my car, I would have came right back in here and apologized. You know, I didn't apologize anyway, but, like, the block wasn't in my car. It's not, why would it be? Again. But I was getting ready to do my yoga. It just felt weird. I felt my routine off, and I was just like, whoa. So if you throw a narcissistic person's schedule off, prepare for some anger. If they do something every day, if they got a routine where they do every day, and you interrupt that routine because you want to spend time with them or you want to talk to them, rawr. You know, y'all hear me say rawr. That's like the monster, the demon coming out, like rawr. You know. Because they used to things a certain type of way. They will inconvenience your schedule all the time. You understand that. They will throw your schedule completely off because that's the double standards that exist in a relationship with a narcissist. You don't get to do what the narcissist gets to do. You just don't. I know it's not fair with people. It's not fair dealing with a narcissistic person. That's how life goes. When you got a narcissist, you know, this is your life right now. You know how you got to live it. But you're dealing with a narcissistic person. If you do misplace something of theirs, you know, if you clean it up and you see something of theirs, just put it to the side. I know it might be an eyesore or something like that, but if you move it, is it worth arguing over? Or you can just move it and prepare to argue, or prepare to get chastised and belittled, and prepare for them to talk about your old problems, your exes, and how you got divorced earlier. Like, this is why your husband left you, or this is why your wife left you, because you keep doing stuff out of order. You can't keep your hands out of stuff that doesn't belong to you. You're always messing stuff up. You're ruining things. You know, you're a terrible person. You know, this isn't all this over a yoga block. It's not about the yoga block. It's about you in this pattern of toxic.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Behaviors you do, but you keep moving stuff and getting stuff that doesn't belong to you. Stop touching stuff, you know. Again, they'll make something out of nothing. Narcissistic people, like, I don't know, y'all. It's just like just for me in therapy, I understand that we couldn't control a lot of things when we were growing up. A lot of people told us no, we couldn't have things our way when we were growing up. So guess what we're going to do now? We're going to want things our way because we're adults now, trying to be in control of our own lives. So if you interrupt the things that we want our way, that's why you get that rage. It's built in from childhood, y'all. It's literally built in from being told no and not being able to do what you wanted to do when you were growing up, not being able to say what you wanted to say. So all this stuff is coming out right now. You know what I mean? All this stuff is coming out on you. So it's not you. Just remove yourself from the equation. Yeah. Yeah, you might have moved the keys or the yoga block or, you know, the wallet, you know, the makeup kit, the mirror, whatever you done moved. You know what I mean? You might have moved that, but the anger is not for you. It's for somebody else. And I hope just saying that and understanding that, it hopefully brings you some kind of peace. Because the insults and stuff like that, yeah, they might start insulting you and trying to belittle you because of this. telling you you're worthless and you're good for nothing and all the other good jazz. But understand this, the anger is not for you. It's for their mom or their dad or their brothers and sisters growing up. It's for somebody else. It's not for you. You know, and I hope that brings you clarity, because like, I wasn't mad at my wife. It's literally just being in therapy and just talking. You like, you were told no a lot growing up, so you don't want people to tell you no. You don't want people to call you ugly, so you work. So that's why you're so. Y'all see, I keep looking into the viewfinder on my camera because I want to make sure I look good and I'm the center, you know. And I keep moving my hair to make it symmetrical. Like that's where the vanity issues of me come from. Because people used to call me ugly when I was younger, so the vanity kicks in. You know, that's why I keep looking in the viewfinder to make sure I'm cool. You know what I mean? So I do that type of stuff. This stuff is residual. It's residual from growing up in childhood and things like that. So you take your childhood issues out on your adult partners, out on your kids when you grow up and things like that. So it doesn't stop unless somebody stops it. You know what I mean? It really, really doesn't. So I hope this brings you some clarity and brings you some peace, that the anger is not for you. It's for somebody else. It's for their mom or for their dad or whatever or whoever. You know what I mean? Just don't let them knock you off of your, you know, what they call it. Don't let them tilt your crown, king or queen, you know, or prince, princess, whatever, whoever you are. You know what I mean? Anyway, y'all, I got a 1-on-1 here in 4 minutes. I'm going to go outside today, being in the shade. I need to stand up and get some fresh air. But I really, truly thank y'all. I appreciate y'all for tuning in to another episode. And as always, mental illness is up. Peace, like, and subscribe. And my podcasters, hit that 5 stars for me, y'all. Please, 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 please. I appreciate y'all. I really, really do, y'all. I'm thankful for every single one of y'all, you know, because without y'all, I'm nothing. Like, I'm literally nothing on here. You know what I mean? So I'm thankful for you. I really, really am. Anyways, y'all, like and subscribe. Thank you. Mental illness is out. Peace.